There aren't any brick-and-mortar homeless shelters between Waynesville and Murphy, a gap of around 80 miles. Instead, the counties in between operate other types of programs. Let's check out one in Jackson County. Leah Zate has been experiencing homelessness since this summer. Now 31 years old, she was living in a tent in a friend's backyard with her boyfriend.
It was rough. It was really rough.
Zate was the first participant for the nonprofit HEAR. That stands for Housing Equity, Resources, and Education. She's expecting a baby in March.
Me being pregnant, I definitely would not want to be camping outside right now, so I'm glad that they do the hotel program. It'd be very uncomfortable in a tent right now.
The organization puts up individuals and families at hotels for 30 days. Robert Cochran is program manager.
We have 25 in shelter right now, and that's in three different hotels. I think two of those are children.
While at the hotel, HEAR helps with whatever issues are keeping people from permanent housing. Destry Leger is caseworker and founding member of HEAR. She explains.
Has somebody's mental health been a barrier to them maintaining housing? Has maintaining enough income been a barrier? Lack of transportation, not having a working cell phone.
For Zate and her boyfriend, who wasn't comfortable talking on mic, that included getting a copy of his birth certificate. Zate says that new landlords increase their rent without warning. Landlords can get higher rents from college kids attending nearby Western Carolina University. This is contributing to the housing affordability issues in Jackson County. Since then, it's been hard to find another affordable place to live.
Around here, there's almost nothing, and then the places you do find are almost $1,000 a month. No one can really afford that.
HEAR has been the official homeless service provider for Jackson County since October. They were already at capacity with their hotel budget. Cochran says they're gathering data and planning for the future.
That's really a big piece going forward, is to see, you know, what does homelessness look like in Jackson County?
The group is currently looking for a site for a permanent homeless shelter. They hope it will be open in the next few years. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.